Well, now, let's get right to the phones, and we're going to put 10 minutes on the clock to see if anyone can make Robe laugh.
All right.
Yay.
All right, I got all the TikTok stuff here when we get down to the final 2 minutes.
Now, even if Don and myself and Buzz, if anybody else laugh, doesn't matter. It's Rob you're shooting for today.
Right. So to speak.
Make Rob laugh. Rob, when I punch down the first line,
yes,
you will officially start the clock.
You bet.
You ready?
Yeah.
And here we go. Make Rob A. laugh. Hello, make Rob laugh.
Hello? Why did it? Hello?
Come on!
Make Rob laugh.
Why did Hitler kill himself?
Why?
He got the gas bill.
He got the what?
He got the gas bill.
The gas bill.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
It's a woman's first time to a male gynecologist, and she's really nervous, and the doctor says, well, I could numb you down there if you'd like. And she said, yeah, that'd be great. And
he goes, num, 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 num. I see. He knew that one. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh. That made Mike and I laugh, though.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, made me laugh with Rob going num, num, num.
Hello. Make Robbie laugh.
Hello?
You know, I'd like to warn everyone, please. You know, I know you're excited to tell Rob a joke, but just pay attention. We say make Rob laugh, and then you start.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Make Rob laugh.
Hey, what's grosser than gross?
What?
Sticking 12 oysters.
I might have laughed if I could have understood a word of it.
I understood it.
Mm-hmm. What was it, Mike? It made my
I'm
laugh.
Not repeating it, no.
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 Okay.
Perhaps in the break.
Hello.
It was putting 12.
What's an 80-year-old woman's crotch taste like?
It depends.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No, no, you
go
can't.
Go f*** yourself.
Sorry, you can't have two.
Thank you, Mr. Burl.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Rob laugh.
Yeah, I just want to say I think that you guys were way too hard on that Michael Savage guy. I loved him in the Wonder Years.
Hello.
I just was exhaling. That wasn't a laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Unexpected.
Hello, man.
Hi.
All right.
Make Rob laugh.
Old McDonald sitting on a fence, beating his meat with a monkey wrench. He missed the kitchen. He ran so fast. Stuck his D up Granny's ass. Granny yelled,
This whole thing is on delay.
That's never going to make it.
We're going to be on the air.
We're going to lose our call.
Guy was doing like an X-rated version of Old McDonald that really wasn't.
And I mean,
funny.
Just none of that is.
Can't say that on the radio.
Right. Put his D up her A.
Yeah, none of that is going to be on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Hi. In honor of Arnold running for governor, the WWE has changed the main event of SummerSlam.
Fabulous.
The new main event is Hulk Himmler versus Diamond Dallas Garing in a Loser Leaves Liechtenstein match in a bunkhouse brawl.
Did that make you laugh, Rob?
No, it was very close. Man, I almost fell in.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you?
There was delight in his voice.
What is wrong with you?
That was a guy who enjoyed telling me that story.
You know the road to Rob.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, Rob, why do black guys always have sex on their mind?
Why?
Because they got pubes on the top of their head.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh. Hello? I'm sorry, disqualified. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Robbie laugh.
Rosemarie does the gay men's choir.
Now, what's funny about that?
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Highway to the danger zone.
Kenny Loggins.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yeah, what do you call an Indian woman who has two periods per month?
What?
A two-cycle engine.
A two what?
Two-cycle engine.
Two-cycle engine.
Weed eater.
Two-cycle engine.
I
he had a follow-up.
I didn't hear it. Guilty.
I didn't hear it.
Color me guilty.
If I heard it, you know, if I heard it clearly.
Color me guilty.
No mumbling.
Yeah.
Hello, make Rob laugh.
I want to send an email. Can I send an email to Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your guy's email?
Oh, this is make Rob laugh.
I know. I have an email to send them. Why men send
we don't do emails. We're having make Rob laugh.
Okay, so I wanted to send an email to him. It's funny.
It's a funny email.
Yeah, that's great for the radio.
Send it. Here's his address.
Okay.
Your crotch stinks.
Oh. She didn't stick around for the rest.
At hangup.com.
Wow. Don, looks like you're going to Phoenix. Click. She did not like that.
No, not at all. Yes,
not. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh. Hello. Now, what's going on here? Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
You got
hey,
it.
There you go, boy. Rob. Hello, make Rob laugh.
This is in honor of Joe Hardinger. What is the true definition of an overachiever?
What?
someone to get...
Right, Charlie?
Just did.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Rob laugh.
Why can't Helen Keller drive?
Why?
Because she's a woman.
See, that worked on Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Laughing at that.
Hello, make Rob laugh. Everybody
turn
talk.
Your radio down.
Please, for the love of Christ. Hi, Don and Mike, make Robbie laugh.
Hey, Rob, you hear about the Pollock that was raking leaves and broke his leg?
Yeah, he fell out of the tree.
Hi, make Rob laugh. Wow.
Hi, Rob, this is Barry, and I want to sing you a little song. Sing along, because you know the word.
Stop it.
Something a little, you know what it
it's
is?
It's unique, Mike.
It's a little too close to home, Rob.
There was nice production on that.
It was something a little different.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Make Rob
laugh. What's the difference between a woman receiving a $4 million diamond ring from Kobe Bryant and a woman receiving unwanted sexual intercourse from Kobe Bryant?
Now, let me just say, this is as timely as today's headlines. Indeed. What's the difference?
Yeah, what, Jack?
The difference is the woman getting the ring is screaming, yes, yes, yes!
Okay. Call Jay Leno. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
There's a really good-looking guy, but he's drunk as hell, and he's standing in line at the grocery store behind a woman. As she puts her groceries on the conveyor belt, she looks down. He looks at her, smiles. She said, hi, how you doing? And he says, you must be single. She says, why, yes. How could you tell by my groceries? He says, no, because you're uglier than crap.
There's a much shorter version of that.
Better way to tell it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Rob laugh.
I want to make sure the kids don't have the books.
Okay, I think we kind of did that bit yesterday. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Hey, guys. I wanted to know whether or not if Mama Cass had shared her sandwich with Karen Carpenter, would they both still be alive?
Hey, got Mike with that. And Buzz?
I like that.
Did you laugh at that?
I love that, yeah.
Didn't get me or Rob.
No.
Sorry. Hi, Don and Mike.
What's the worst thing about rollerblading?
The worst thing about what?
Rollerblading.
Telling your parents that you're gay.
Right. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Just for future reference, if you're going to tell a rollerblading joke, you should be able to pronounce rollerblading.
Yeah, it helps. Make Robbie laugh.
You're such a stickler.
I know.
Yeah, and North Turner was asked what his expectations are for the Miami Dolphins this year. This is what he had to say. Go.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
I'm confused.
Hello?
Yeah, make Rob laugh.
Okay, this guy's walking down the railroad tracks, pulls into his hobo camp. His buddy sees him and says, hey, what's going on? What are you smiling like that for? He says, man, about 3 miles back up the track, come across this girl. She was tied to it. I untied her. We made love 3 times. It was incredible.
Okay, now you got to speed up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Guy says, oh, man, did you get a BJ? He says, no, I couldn't find her head.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Like a good railroad killer joke.
Hello, Don Mike show.
I classify that as a hobo camp joke.
Hi, you're on the air. Make Rob laugh. Hello?
Hi, I want to sing the wee-wee song.
Sing the what song?
The wee-wee song.
Is it a song we're going to have to hit the delay button and edit you out?
No, it's all right. Ready,
all right, go.
Go
ahead.
Ready? When I was a wee-wee tot, they took me from my wee-wee cot. They put me on my wee-wee pot to see if I could wee or not wee-wee, wee-wee. When they found that I could not, they took me from my wee-wee cot. They put me on my wee-wee cot, and then I gave it all I got, wee-wee, wee-wee. Now that I'm in my prime, I can wee-wee anytime. When I get old and gray, I will wee-wee once a day, wee-wee.
Okay, see, Mike and I are laughing at
I'm
that.
I'm smiling. It's you know, I love the freshness. I love something different.
I'm not laughing. Rob was frowning.
I didn't
Rob was angry at that.
Didn't care for his demeanor.
Hi, Don and Mike, make Rob laugh. We're coming up on the 1 minute warning.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
What do you get an 80-year-old lady for her birthday?
It depends.
Mikey, he'll eat anything.
What?
Jesus.
Idiot.
Hello, Don and Mike, make Rob laugh.
What's the difference between an Irish wake and an Irish wedding?
What?
One less drunk.
There you go. That one is for you.
Old.
Hi, Don and Mike, and here we go.
Uh-oh.
Make Rob laugh.
Yeah, what's worse than waking up in the morning with blood in your mustache?
What?
Waking up with a string hand out of your mouth and a lump in your throat.
We've had that one before, I think. Hi, Don and Mike show. Some of us have lived it. Hello.
Rob, for your upcoming appearance at Circuit City, are they going to have to empty the store first?
Okay. Me neither, but
and
thanks.
And he hung up.
Did you get that, Buzz?
I did, but let's move on.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
August 16th, folks.
Hello.
Hello. I was walking down the street with my friend, and we saw this dog. It was licking himself. And my friend said, gee, I wish I can do that. And I said, go ahead. He looks like a friendly dog.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Hey, yeah, I'm ready. I got one for him.
Right here, go.
All right, what did a Mexican say when a house fell on him?
What?
Get off me, Holmes!
Okay. I think the buzzer is about to hit us.
Come on, buzzer.
Mike, did that one get you?
Just a teeny bit.
A little bit.
I just think of that one guy that's the character actor that's in some of the old, like, Hill Street Blues. Get off me, Holmes.
You know, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tell you what.
Bald guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were more laughs in that segment than the last time we did it.
True. It was much. I found the segment to be much more enjoyable. Mm-hmm.
It had great energy and great wit.
Mm-hmm. We're going to roll with it for one more break.
I think that's a good call. Yeah.
But then really, we can't pass that because we got a good Jeopardy today. So
I think you got
to
go with
it. It's brewing up. It's really about to burst. Let's do it.
We got one more good one. I know that I laughed out loud at least once. I chuckled a couple of times.
Right.
Buzz, you're going to have to explain that Circuit City thing to me.
Yeah.
I think I know is something like...
No. I'll fill you in.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is it, Rob?
I don't know. Something to do with...
Oh. Right, yeah.
Really?
Well, I'll figure it out. I mean, yeah. I'm just guessing, playing process of elimination.
All right.
Okay, we'll be right back. Keep calling for more Make Rob Laugh.
It's something evil, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is. Uh-huh. It is. Yeah. And I didn't know it.
Yeah, well.
I didn't know it. Well, scratch another store off my list. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
10 more minutes. That's it.
Okay.
10 more?
10 more, and hopefully we'll get a winner before that.
10
more. For Make Rob Laugh.
Very good.
Because, you know, it's something we haven't done for a couple of weeks is reviewing the movies that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
And we're rapidly running out of time on today's show. If we get the Jeopardy on and then we get the news on, that we're not going to have time.
And I say I'm so angry at that.
I'm so angry. And I don't know. Anybody see the Today Show today? I just have to mention this, that he was the lead. Arnold was the lead.
Was he interviewed live?
Yes, he was by Matt Lauer. Mm-hmm. And I will give Matt Lauer credit. That he said repeatedly, you've stated that the problems are businesses are leaving California, that we need to get the kids in school.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans? What is your thought to fix these problems? And he just barreled through with all of the stuff that we've heard. Well, Greg Davis does not know that. And finally, Matt Lauer said to him, Arnold, and it's funny to hear, you know, surreal funny to hear Matt Lauer talking to Arnold Schwarzenegger like he's a real guy. Arnold, what is your plan? Please tell me, what is your plan? We need leadership, and we need the strong man to lead the country, and the bottom line of it is he just looked like an idiot. Mm.
So Lauer was pressing him a little bit.
Yes, he was.
Well, good. Yeah,
yes, he was. And
do you think that would have happened if our friend Ms. Couric was doing the interview?
I don't think so. And Buzz, as you noted yesterday, I got the story here about Katie Couric, that the Jay Leno ratings with Arnold were good. But listen to this about how the Katie Couric ratings made the Arnold ratings very small. According to NBC spokespeople, Jay Leno's highest rated show was... Hey, Fredericksburg, it's the return of the Crap Blues Band.
Got me.
Did I get you, Mike?
That's the three you do. That's all three this week, and that hasn't happened in a long time.
Did I get you, Rob?
You did.
The Crap Blues Band to Uncle Sam's, Fredericksburg, tomorrow night. Join Mike O'Mara for an evening of fun, music, and vomiting.
Yes, very, very new element that we've added.
That's tomorrow night.
Has Arnold signed a deal with NBC?
I don't know. I do know this, that... The Katie Couric show had 8.9 million viewers, and the Arnold show, or maybe, what, Buzz, do you have the exact figures?
Let me look.
Because maybe, you know, I'm dyslexic, maybe I got it backwards, that Arnold had 7 million, I think, and the Katie Couric had 8.9 million.
That is right.
And that the highest rated markets were Detroit, Salt Lake City.
Yes.
And like the 15th highest rated market for the show was...
Arnold.
Was Los Angeles.
Amazing.
Of all places. Yeah. Don't know if you're going to have that in your new show today, Buzz. But
some different stuff and more about that.
Anyway, now back to Rob A. here.
So another 10 minutes for Make Us Laugh.
I'm ready now.
Make him laugh.
Make Rob laugh.
And that's the clock starts, Rob, as soon as I take the first call.
Yes.
And this is it, really. 10 more minutes and hopefully less than that. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Rob, Einstein's twice.
Auf Wiedersehen. Hello, make Rob A. laugh.
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
What do an illegal alien and a cue ball have in common?
What?
The harder you hit them, the more English you get out of them.
Guilty. Hi, Don and Mike show. Make Rob laugh.
Make Rob laugh.
Okay.
Elvis.
He's playing Elvis
yeah.
doing the
Yeah, one of the great ones. Elvis doing Old MacDonald.
Hi, right, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Yeah, Rob, listen, I got a 92 Caprice
Good
with almost 300,000 miles on it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Great car.
Doing the thing that Rob does, the car infomercial
right.
on the weekend.
Right.
Hi, make Rob laugh.
For two more weeks.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, make Rob laugh.
Yes, how can an Arkansas woman tell when her daughter's on the rag?
How?
Her son's D tastes different.
Is what?
D.
D tastes
kind
different.
Of a variation on a joke.
Uh-huh. Right. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bisquick.
Bisquick who?
Bisquick, your pants are on fire.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Oh. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, darling.
When was the last time Mike got a piece of ass?
Oh, you'd have to ask Mike.
When his finger poked through the toilet paper.
Okay. It's moving slower than the last segment did.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh. Hello? Move to this
there's a rabbit and there's a squirrel. The rabbit's name, Mr. Rabbit, and the snake's name, it's a snake, and its name, Mr. Snake.
Hold on, no, what about the squirrel?
What about the squirrel?
I'm sorry about the squirrel.
Okay,
do you know the Wee Wee song?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Buzz maintains that the guy was going number one during the Wee Wee song.
Yes, he said he could hear it in the background.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, how many kids with ADDs it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
One ride bikes.
Try the punchline in English.
Do you want to ride bikes?
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Timing is everything.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike.
Screwed up on every possible level.
Mm-hmm. Hello, make Rob A. laugh.
What do you call 24 naked women standing on their heads doing a split?
What?
A case of slits.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh. Case of slits.
Yeah, what did Jesus say to all the Mexicans before he left?
What?
Don't do anything till I get back.
Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh. You've never heard that one before?
I have
Mike.
Heard that one before.
Hey, Rob.
Hello. Yeah,
I wasn't laughing.
What's the hardest part about eating a vegetable?
Getting her out of the wheelchair.
Manipulating the wheelchair.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Rob laugh.
He was racing you to the punchline.
Make Rob laugh.
How do you know when a moth has farted?
When a what's farted?
How do you know when a moth has farted?
How?
He flies straight. Ha, 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 ha.
Because they normally go in circles.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob A. laugh.
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
I have some information about your long-lost uncle who died in a Nazi concentration camp.
Oh, did he fall out of the tower?
Exactly.
That's right.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
He knows him.
This is Bin Laden goes walking into a giant, picks up two huge Idaho potatoes, walks up to the grocery manager and says, "These potatoes remind me of my husband's testicles." He looks at her and says, "Really? They're that big?" She says, "No, they're that dirty."
Listen, I applaud the fact that you at least tried to...
Yeah, I mean, it was a beautiful delivery.
To model it to today's headlines.
There's credit.
Dialect joke.
Don and Mike, make Rob laugh.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's the crappiest rap artist?
Who?
B-M-M-M.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Rob laugh.
What do you get when you cross a Mexican and a black guy?
What?
Someone that's too lazy to steal.
Don and Mike, make Rob laugh.
Jesus.
Rob,
I laughed at you, not laughing.
No, I laughed at you, not laughing.
Okay.
Hello.
Don't look over here.
Don't you look over here.
Okay.
Make Rob laugh.
What do you call a blonde doing a handstand?
What?
Fake accent.
A brunette with bad breath.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Mike? Okay. The other day I was making a delivery in the city, and I was behind this grocery store.
Yeah, idiot.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Robbie laugh. Please.
Robbie.
Yes.
Why is arguing on the internet like running a race in the Special Olympics?
Why?
Because even if you win, you're still retarded.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh. That's a variation of another one, too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, there's a young black girl, and she's at a pharmacy, and she's having her first period. So she's walking down the aisle, and she's really confused. Maxi pads, mini pads, tampons, Tampax. So she's confused. So she walks up to the pharmacist and says, "Excuse me, can you help me? I'm having my first period." And the pharmacist says, "Sure, I can help you. What kind of flow do you have?" And she says, "Linoleum."
It was a hell of a long way to go.
I was going to buzz him, but I just want to see where he was going with it.
Long
Hello,
trip.
Don and Mike.
Rob.
Yeah.
What does a gay horse eat?
What?
Hey!
We've had it.
Yeah.
Funny, mm-hmm. but we had it.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
How do German children tie their shoes?
In Nazis.
Little Nazi, sorry.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
There are two men on opposite sides of the earth. One is walking a tightrope between two 50-story buildings. The other is receiving oral from an 80-year-old woman. And they're both thinking the same thing.
What?
Don't look down.
Kind of a variation on another joke.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike.
We smiled. We smiled.
Yeah. Make Rob A. laugh.
Just smile.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, come on.
Hello?
What's the difference between a black guy and a park bench?
Ah, Jesus. Okay. All right, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Rob A., why do 9 out of 10 men say they pee in the shower?
Why?
Because peeing in the bathtub's gross.
Oh, well.
Not really. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's fun.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Hey, what do you say with your wife with two black eyes?
Nothing, because she's already ignored you twice. La, la, la. La, la, la,
he knows him.
Don and Mike make Rob laugh. Hello?
Nope.
All right, try that line. Hi, Don and Mike make Rob laugh.
Hey, good afternoon, Rob. Hey, what do Kenny Shoes and the Postal Service have in common?
What?
100,000 black loafers.
I only laughed at Chuck.
Wow. And you know what? Yeah. Now that's all we're getting.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
He sounded like
I'm going to make Rob laugh.
All right, here we go.
All right. This lady, she had a problem with gas all morning long. Everywhere she went, every 2 seconds. Right?
Right.
So she gets on the bus. She goes to work. It says... on the bus and everything, right? And says,
right.
Oh, man, I can't take this no more.
You don't have
in
to,
3 weeks.
You don't have to do this four or five more times. Just go to the end of the joke.
Let's have the punchline.
So she finally goes to the doctor, right? And the doctor, she blasts one off in the doctor's office and everything, right? And the doctor goes, nurse, go get that big long pole with the big hook on the end, right?
Right.
Right.
So she goes... Doc, what are you going to do with that thing? He goes, nothing. I'm going to open up the window. It stinks in here.
Right?
That's
right?
You. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
A man walks into a bathroom, and there's this other man just standing there, and he doesn't have any arms. And he's like looking at him going, how's this guy going to go to the bathroom? So he does his business. He goes to the bathroom, and this guy looks over at him. He says, man, can you help me out here? You know, I don't have any hands, and, you know, can you help me out? I need to go to the bathroom. So the guy's thinking, well, you know, I really feel sorry for this guy, but this is really gross. But he says, well, you know, I'll take pity on the poor handicapped guy, and he unzips his pants and takes out his penis. So he takes it out. It's just disgusting. It's green and gnarly and just disgusting, and it smells awful. And he's like, you know, just trying to get through it.
Come on, hurry up.
Hurry up.
So the guy goes to the bathroom, and he puts his penis back in and zips it up, and he goes, man, I just have to ask you, what's wrong with your penis? And the guy zips out pulls out his arms and says, I don't know, but I ain't touching it.
Oh, my
God.
You know, we thought that one had some problems.
We should have known.
We
Hello,
waited.
Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh. And incidentally, 60-second warning.
Oh, no.
There's 60 seconds left in the game.
Make it 90.
Hello, Don and Mike. Not on your life. Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Make Rob laugh.
Hey, Rob A., one for the young ladies. An acronym. Can't understand normal thinking.
You heard that on this show.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Rob A. laugh.
A history lesson.
Hey, buddies. What do the Pink Panther and a male prostitute have in common?
What?
They're both Peter Sellers.
That's pretty good.
Did that make you laugh, Rob?
It might. It, you know,
nah, he's smiling. No, it's not a real laugh.
Not a laugh, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Rob laugh.
Hey, Rob. This weekend, when things get tough, you know what you tell yourself?
What?
You are a great babysitter.
Thank you.
It would have been okay if you had had the right... You are a great babysitter.
Even then.
Yeah, right. You know, it wouldn't have won. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Rob laugh.
How can you tell a rich guy from a poor guy in Sacramento?
How?
A rich guy has two cars up on jacks on the front lawn.
Variation of a...
Yeah.
Wow. Guys, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Now, do you want 90... you want 30...
30-second, 90-second?
Yeah, come on. There's got to be one out there.
Hello?
It ain't this guy.
You know what? I'm going to give you 30.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Go fast.
No S.
Sir.
Hello.
Hi. What do you call a black girl with braces?
What?
Black and Decker Pecker Wrecker.
Donna Mike, make Rob a laugh.
Hi. Did you hear about the cannibal that passed his uncle in the forest?
That's the joke.
That's it.
Make Rob laugh.
Two bums are discussing who's the luckiest bum. The one bum says, I'm the luckiest bum. I found a sandwich and an apple in the alleyway. Had a great dinner. The other one said, that's nothing. I was walking along the train tracks. There was a girl tied to the train.
Hey, God.
Idiot.
Another hobo joke.
Time.
We just had the same joke.
Yeah.
Just had it.
Couldn't find her head.
All right, Rob, one last call. Pick a line. We got 1 through 10 here. We got 1 through 6 here.
8 is great.
8?
8. Big 8.
Don
Rob.
And Mike, last chance.
Rob.
Yeah.
What do you call 500 Indian women without breasts?
What?
The Indianapolis 500.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. And, you know, I think it would be 250 women.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're counting the breasts.
Right.
Buzz, pick a number.
6.
Which bank?
The first bank.
Don and Mike.
My teacher told me to sit down Indian style, so I got a bottle of whiskey and laid on the curb.
Oh, no.
Rob.
That's not funny.
You're not.
Whatever.
No,
that is so funny.
It's not a laugh.
You're kidding. Hold on now. Now, we are going to have to review this.
Yeah.
He laughed.
Sounded like
yeah.
it.
I wasn't expecting that. It was No, it wasn't a laugh.
Hold on.
Come on.
No, hold on. Charlie, would you come in and rewind the tape?
It sounded like a laugh to me.
It did to me, too. Charlie Broyhill, would you come rewind the tape, please? Because Rob's on panel right now.
Panel.
Thanks. You idiot. Not you, sir, Rob.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
And Charlie, I'd like your feedback on this as well. Does Rob laugh on this?
No, I think it will be obvious that he did laugh.
Then we have a winner.
No, I protest.
Yeah, and I agree.
No, I offer a formal protest.
The game
is... A bigoted joke should not be a winner on this show.
We've laughed at bigoted jokes
before. Well, it's a suck-ass bigoted joke.
Just an Indian joke, but hold on.
No, but I mean still.
Hold on. Let's remember, make Rob laugh. Don and Mike.
My teacher told me to sit down Indian style, so I got a bottle of whiskey and laid on the curb. That's a laugh.
I'm sorry. I think it's a laugh, Charlie.
Yeah.
Buzz.
He laughed.
Mike, you're outvoted.
Well, I think it sucks, guys. I really do. I think it's ridiculous.
It's unfortunate.
But, hey.
He laughed.
No surprise.
Yeah.
All right.
He laughed.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He laughed.
Yes, sir.
A new low. A new official effing low.
All right, what's your name?
Bill.
Where are you from?
Seattle.
You are going to Phoenix to see WWE SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at Rob.
I'm sorry.
Don't miss WWE SummerSlam live on Sunday, August 24th. And you know, when we take the last calls, that's what I really don't expect. We're ever going to get a laugh.
Right.
Like, just pick a number. Pick a number. August 24th, in-demand pay-per-view. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now that, you know what that is? That's Seabiscuit right there. That's a 1 in a million shot.
That's right, an underdog.
There you go. Well, we got a winner. Made Rob laugh.
If the justice is the guy's going to Phoenix, which has a large Native American population.
It's true. Enjoy.
All right, well, that's how we play the game. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with a Friday favorite. Come on, Mike, smoke a peace pipe.
Oh,
come on,
everybody.
Oh, come on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.